$150 and we'll send you one.
There we go.
Anyway, I want to talk to you about HDMI cables because I believe, not only believe, I know that people are getting ripped off on a daily basis by an HDMI cables, okay? And there's no reason that they should be $49, $79, or $99 for a 6-foot or a 10-foot HDMI cable. But if you remember, parallel cables also, when they first came out, they were $25 also. And now you can buy them, you know, for $3 or $4. But I located a company. It's called MyCableSmart.com. MyCableSmart.com. And I want to tell you, Bob, the price, by the way, did you get one or not?
No, it did not arrive.
Not
so
arrived. I wanted you to check it out. Anyway, let me just tell you this. A 3-foot cable, if you went down to Circuit City sells a 4-foot, by the way, for $120, okay? $6.90.
Yeah.
Okay? 6-foot, and these are gold plated cables, by the
connectors,
way.
Connectors, yeah, the connectors.
Connectors, yeah. And that's silver, and the price point here on a 6-foot cable, $8.90. A 10-foot cable, $9.80.
Yeah, no, this is great. I mean, and I went and checked out their site. As I said, I did not receive a cable, but I read their FAQ to talk about the issues, and they hit exactly the points that I brought up with other folks when I've asked about HDMI cable costs. And so it looks very interesting, and HDMI cables have been very expensive, so this looks like a great
find. By the way, they give you a lifetime warranty on it, so I don't think you could beat that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I really think it's something, if you're going to get HDMI cables, take a look at MyCableMart.com. I also had them send me a switch, because if you remember correctly, I talked about a company a couple months ago. It was Geffen, who makes some really good switches.
Yeah, but they're very expensive.
Very expensive, you know, $200, $300, $400 for a switch, because some of the older high-definition sets, like I have a JVC now that's probably almost a year old, and it only has one hookup, only has one HDMI on it.
Right.
And if I use the Oppo Digital and I have a box,
set-top
a
TV box,
I need more. So I had them send me a switcher. I had them send me just the manual switcher so I could put two DVIs in it. Now, listen, it's $69.
Yeah, it's two HDMIs, isn't it?
Yes, two HDMIs.
Yeah, $69, again, and that's very cheap for a switcher.
And to me, that's reasonable for a switch, you know, and it's manual, but if you're going to go up like I do up to my TV, and I'm going to switch in anyway to put the DVD in, I could hit the switch manually. They also have some electronic switchers also on their site, too. So it's MyCableMart.com is something you might want to make sure you bookmark it, because one of these days you're going to need cables and need switches, and this is just a great place to go to.
Yeah, it looks neat. Folks, if you want to find out more about all these great things that Ron's been chatting about, we've got links. We've got links to the Casio watch, to the Oppo Digital Universal DVD player, and to these inexpensive HDMI cables from MyCableMart. If you go to everythingtechnology.com, right there on the homepage, just scroll down a bit under Ron's name, and you'll see them all right there. Well, thanks, Ron. I really appreciate it. I'm actually looking forward to trying that cable, and I'll have to talk to you about taking that 970 they sent you so I can try it.
Lots of luck. But by the way, one thing that I just found out, too, that you need, if you get a switch, you need to order a second cable, but of course it's $6 or whatever, because you're going to need an extra cable.
Yeah, you need three cables. Obviously, you have two devices and
right,
a switch.
Exactly. So yeah,
you
make
need
sure
three cables.
I've
so.
Got to call them and order another cable myself.
All righty.
If you're a good guy, I'll let you try the 970.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, bye.
All right, have
talk
a good.
Talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you later. Take care. That's Ron Rosberg, our gadget guy. All right.